Good morning and welcome to this presentation. Okay. My topic is outcomes of prenatal and postpartum depression and other mental health screenings and referrals. So, I don't have any financial relationship, so for that answer it will be no. Overview. We'll be talking about depression and other mental illness prevalence in United States, then women and mental illness, prenatal and postpartum depression rates, its causes and effects, and role of healthy staff Southeast Chicago towards early detection, referral, and treatment. So, healthy staff Southeast Chicago is located at the south side of Chicago. So, this program has been running since 1997, but for today's presentation, I'll be talking about the data that we collected between 2009 and 2013. And the communities that we worked with are Roseland, Riverdale, Pullman, West Pullman, South Chicago, and South Darien. So this is what the demography of deceased communities look like. So these communities are predominantly African American communities. So for South Chicago, South Darien, Roseland, Riverdale, Pullman, and West Pullman, they have like up to 90-something percent of African Americans. So the population of these communities, they are decreasing. So if we look at the census of 2000 and look at the census of 2010, we'll find out that the population is decreasing. So there are a lot of factors that are causing that. So one of them is like the security, like there's high homicide rate in Southside Chicago. So some of these people living in the communities, they are moving out and moving to a safer community. So what is mental illness? It's defined as collectively all diagnosable medical disorders and health conditions that can be characterized by alteration in thinking, mood, and behavior. And all these are associated with distress or impaired functioning. So depression is the most common type of mental illness. Although it's common, it's a serious illness. So this is what the mental illness in the United States as of 2013 look like. So here, if we look at our chart, it's categorized into sex, age group, and race. We'll find out that the females have higher rate of mental illness. For the age group, 26 to 49 years old, which should be the active age, they are the mostly affected by mental illness. And when we look at the races, African Americans, blacks, and that's American Indian, Alaskan Native, and the Native Hawaiians, they have rates that are higher too. Depression and women. Women are 70% more likely than men to experience depression during their lifetime. So some of the causes are biological, life cycle, hormonal, and psychosocial factors that women experience. So these are the things that are linking them to suffer from mental illness more than the men. So this is what the outlook of depression in the U.S. Up to 14.8 million Americans suffer from depression, and this is 6.7% of the population, which is pretty high. So this prevalence of current depression among persons that are greater than 12 years of age. So when we look at it, the high rates are just between the active age. So between 18 and 59 years, there's high rate of mental illness. And the lighter color is for the female. So among these populations, women experience more mental illness than men. So which is a cause for concern. So this is the percentage of people that take antidepressant medication in the United States. So, and it's categorized according to either non, mild, moderate, or severe. And of all the groups, women are of the highest number that take antidepressants. So postpartum depression. What is postpartum depression? Most times it's often mistaken with baby blues. Baby blues is that feeling that one has after giving birth. So it's just that feeling of stress, that feeling of like overwhelming responsibility. But most times, baby blues will just go out and you will be okay. But in postpartum depression, it goes from baby blues to a more difficult situation where the mother is so depressed that they can't even take care of their children. In the serious or most serious cases, most times they even harm their children when they experience that severe case of postpartum depression. This is what postpartum depression looks like. So the mom, there is the baby lying there, the mom is depressed, so the mom is not even looking towards the baby. So most times the baby is just left to cry, to sleep, or most times the mom won't even care what happens to the baby. So it's a very serious condition because it affects not just the mom, but also the baby. So this postpartum depression is attributed to hormonal and physical changes and also to the overwhelming responsibility of caring for a newborn. So caring for a newborn is not an easy task for us. Most of us that are mothers, you find out that the first few weeks and first few months are always the like the most tasking of it all. So most times we'll go into like a prenatal depression, but most times prenatal depression can lead to postpartum depression because if you already have like a case of depression already, if you add other responsibility, it can shift you from just having depression to going into postpartum depression if you have a new baby. So these are some of the symptoms: difficulty bonding with your baby, withdrawing from family and friends, loss of appetite, inability to sleep, or overwhelming fatigue or loss of energy. So prenatal or postpartum depression or other forms of mental illness are often undiagnosed or undertreated. So most times people take it, you are just passing through the stress of the baby. So most times even the doctors don't recognize postpartum depression. They see that it's just a baby blues that will go away with time when you get adjusted with the new responsibility of having a new baby. So, and this has caused like the adverse effects of postpartum depression to increase because most people go either undiagnosed or even untreated. So this like a graph showing what perinatal depression looks like from first trimester to 1 year postpartum. So here we'll find out that at 3 months postpartum, people still have like high rate of postpartum depression. So this is just giving us a picture that depression most times don't just start after you have babies. Some people are overwhelmed with, even with the responsibility of being pregnant. So some people develop depression even before they have the baby. So this postpartum depression according to race. So here we are looking at what the distribution among races. And African American, non-Hispanic blacks, although they are not the highest here, but they still have a pretty high rate, which is 13.8. The people that have the highest rate, according to this graph, is the non-Hispanic American Indian / Alaskan natives. So, depression rate reduction, role of healthy starts. So, what do we do to help the mothers with healthy starts? So, healthy starts, the postpartum depression is one of the core services of healthy starts. So when we come in contact with these mothers, we screen them using the Edinburgh depression scale. So if we find out that the mom has like depression or even like symptom of depression, we refer the mother to counseling, and from counseling that person can be referred for treatment depending on what the counselor finds out after discussing with the mom. So this is what our graph looks like. So for depression, people that pass through screening with us, is almost 100% of our clients are screened for depression. So for those that receive the counseling that we refer them to, almost 100% of them go. But for mental illness, there is a lower rate of people that go for counseling and also for the referrals. So this is as a result of, we assume that it's as a result of the, how do I put it, the stereotype that mental illness have. Someone will be more comfortable going for a counseling for depression than going for a counseling for mental illness. So the fact that, you know, they said they are having a mental illness, they said, no, I'm not having a mental illness. So we are working with the clients to know a way to tell them that mental illness is not something you should be ashamed of. It's something you should seek treatment for if you have it. So the Healthy Start Southeast Chicago is just trying their best to increase the rate at which our clients seek help for mental illness counseling and treatment. So for postpartum, so the first one I showed was for the prenatal depression. So this is for the postpartum. So we work with mothers from when they are pregnant till after pregnancy. We still follow them up, like even years after they have the baby, to find out how they are doing. And for postpartum, we found out that almost 100% of them went for the screening and for the counseling for depression. But the rate was high for mental illness, but not as high for as compared to depression. So in conclusion, we find that screening during prenatal and postpartum period led to early detection and referral for treatment of Healthy Start program participants. To improve maternal and child health outcome, counseling and referral for treatment helps address the dominance of depression and other mental health issues. Acknowledgement, I would like to acknowledge HASA for the funding that they gave to us to help decrease the rate of postpartum depression and other forms of mental illness in these communities that need it the most. I would also like to acknowledge the Healthcare Consortium of Illinois, Dr. Shafidin Amuwo, which is the program evaluator, Celeste Garcia, which is director of Healthy Start Southeast Chicago, then Dr. William Ebomoye, Dr. Yasheka Watkins, and Dr. Bill Williams, and Chicago State University Master of Public Health staff. Thank you for listening. Questions?